Hey guys, I'm here with my favorite spots at the Ark Encounter. Because of the scale you get of the Ark from this particular perspective, you see how big and massive this structure is. You see the people coming out underneath. Gives you a good idea of how big this particular ship really was. And that's part of the point of the Ark Encounter. One of the reasons we built the Ark Encounter was to show people with something that's very visible and tangible that God's word is true. Its history is true. That Ark mentioned in the Bible was a real ship that really, that event really did happen in history that needed a real boat of this size to preserve life as it did to lead to what we see today. And part of what we're doing here is we're going through these different lessons is showing that God's word is true. And that real history in the Bible has real effects on the world we can still see today. And really in these particular lessons, we've covered basically from corruption to catastrophe to confusion. And those real events in history have real effects on the world that we still see today. Because of man's sin at the corruption, because a real man named Adam really did sin, that's why there is death and suffering and bloodshed. I talked to a gentleman today who's battling cancer. That's why cancer exists, because man sinned and brought death and the curse and diseases into this world as a consequence of man's sin. Because of the real event in history known as the flood of Noah's day. The result of that is that we see billions of dead things buried in rock layers, laid down by water all over the earth. Tremendous evidence that the Bible's history is true, that we find all over the world. And then because of the event of the Tower of Babel, this is why we see different people groups all around the world with distinct characteristics. As we mentioned earlier, because of that event, people got split up into isolated genetic pools where certain traits become dominant. And so those real events in history have a real effect on the world we see today. And it's just a reminder, something we're bringing about again and again in the curriculum. God's word is true about all things. Its history is true. And the gospel based in that history is also true. And also recognizing as we go through that history, we're seeing the gospel front and center. It's being prophesied. It's being portrayed in different ways. And it's all leading up to the revelation of the Messiah. And so again, we're all about using all these answers to get to the answer, Jesus Christ. Really, ultimately, this is all about God, His attributes, and His gospel, all for His glory. Let's keep that the main thing as we're going through all these lessons. I hope it's been a really good unit for you. Looking forward to talking to you guys later on.